Here I am pleading at your door. Send me your mercy, send me your peace, or I am lost for sure.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
You're listening to the program Hadith of the Day with Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha on IRIB English Radio.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to our program Hadith of the Day here at IRIB English Radio. Today on Hadith of the Day, we are going to be looking at a very beautiful and noble hadith which has been transmitted from the Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. In this hadith, the Prophet, he encourages us to work for the hereafter. All of us being, you know, creatures who are in this world, in this dunya, we are inevitably forced to work in this world and for the world. You know, we have to go and work and procure our livelihood in this world. It doesn't come to us from, you know, from the sky or anything, right? This is a part of our existence in this dunya and in this world. But at the same time, we are, you know, creatures who will not cease to exist after we die. Rather, our existence will continue, right, in another form, and our journey to the other world will begin after death. And in that world, you know, we will be recompensed, either rewarded or punished for our what we did in this world. And for that reason, and this is inevitable, there's no denying and running and escaping it. And it's for this reason that the Prophet, in this hadith, he encourages us to work for the hereafter. The Prophet said, "He who makes the hereafter his greatest concern when he wakes up and before he sleeps," meaning he whose greatest concern in his life is the hereafter, you know, his well-being in the hereafter. And this is all he thinks about when he wakes up and before he sleeps, because these are the times, you know, that moment right after we wake up. And that, you know, that those moments right before we go to sleep, these are the times when we think about those things that are most important to us, you know. This is something that everyone has experienced, and if you haven't experienced it, you can, you know, check it for yourself. The Prophet said, "If a person makes the hereafter his greatest concern, Allah instills needlessness in his heart," meaning he will not need anything from anybody, "and he will mend his affairs for him." You know, if he has some problem in his life, Allah will take care of it for him. "He will not depart from this life before having collected all of his sustenance," meaning all of the sustenance and risk which has been preordained for him, you know, Allah will give it to him. "On the contrary, what about the person who doesn't make the hereafter his greatest concern? Rather, he makes the world his greatest concern. What will occur for him?" The Prophet also alludes to this. He says, "But the one who makes this world his greatest concern in his life, Allah instills poverty between his eyes and disbands his affairs. He will not collect from this life more than what was allotted to him." You know, meaning this person will live in poverty, and he will always be needy, right? He will not be feel a sense of self-sufficiency, and he will always be needy of other people, and, you know, he will not be happy. And the affairs, the problems that he has in his life will not be resolved. And in the end, even though he's chasing after the world, this is something that's common to both the first group and the second group, the first person and the second person. Whatever has been preordained for him as far as risk is concerned will be given to him. It doesn't matter if you chase after it or you don't. So it's better to chase after the akhirat, which is something which is at our disposal and is, you know, under our, you know, free will. Thank you for joining us here on Hadith of the Day. We were looking at working for the hereafter in the words of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. Until next time, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha for the program Hadith of the Day on RIB English Radio.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad.